Good noon, guys. So I just want to discuss about how to revise effectively to crack competitive exams. Okay, we gain an understanding of lots of things during the preparation of an exam and day. Well, we are expected to remember what we had learned 2 years back as crisply as we have learned it yesterday. It requires no great brain power to say that something that we have studied recently stays well with us in comparison to something we may have read before that. However, a competitive exam puts you to the test and can be tricky. Aspirants are expected to stay as sharp as a steel sword when it comes to concept, and there is only one way to achieve this: revise effectively. A topic seems like piecemeal when it is fresh in our minds, okay, but as the days pass and new layers of topics pile up on all older ones, we tend to lose the grip on the old topics. It is something that a competitive exam will surely exploit. Most people who do well in competitive exams swear by the importance of revision. I dare say that in fact revision is by far the most important things for a competitive exam aspirant. Okay, following are the few tricks to revise effectively and pass the exam with flying colors. So, immediate revision. It is by far the most important one. It is the time when the topic taught to you is fresh in your mind. Thus, in order to remember it for a longer time, you must consolidate what has been learned immediately. It goes without saying that one must make handwritten notes of whatever has been taught in class, even the smallest details that the instructor mentioned in the class. So for immediate revision, you merely have to skim through these notes of yours and remember the salient features. So remember to mark out some every critical points and shortcut tricks. When you will go through them once again after a month or two, you will only need to look at these highlighted points. Don't overdo the theory revision. This is the biggest mistake a person can do while revision suffering. Sometimes we keep going through the tomes of books we have made out of our class notes. Trust me, the number of books can be insanely huge. I, for one, had around 10 notebooks for physics by the end of the portion and never actually progress to solving sums. You need to remember that it is the sums that you will be solving in the exams. The main aim of studying is to absorb the concept and their subsequent application in the sums, and to acquaint ourselves with the variety of sums present in the grab of revision. When we repeatedly go over the same notes over and over again, we completely defeat the purpose of revision and end up wasting our time. Instead of, I had suggested skimming through only the salient points and the tips or tricks you may have noted. Okay, prepare sets of problems cycles. Instead of Rumagni, actually. Rumagni through notes endlessly. One actually should focus more on the psalm when you sit down to revise a certain topic. Look at the material you have for the topic, then take a set of basic questions on that topic without referring to the books. Start solving if you are able to solve them. Rejoice, but only for a moment, then take up slightly more difficult set. A cycle of four such sets should be quite sufficient for revision. Now, whenever you get stuck while solving a psalm, merely go through that specific part of the topic for revision. An example here is an order. Consider that you are revising electromagnetic induction. When you are solving a certain sum that involves a rod rotating in the magnetic field and you find yourself stuck, merely go to that part in your notes and glance through. In this manner, you save the time and also sharpen your problem solving skills. Maintain a revision sheet. Okay, this is the possibly one of the most powerful weapons in your arsenal. Okay, again, there are different ways of going about doing this, but I will tell you the one I found to be the most effective. Once you are done with your portion of the competitive exam, sit down and gather all the material that you have for a particular topic, say heat transfer. Now take your time, a day if you must, but note down all the important formulas, shortcuts, values of constant, etc., and or anything of that sort onto a couple of A4 size sheets. Once you are done with making the sheets, you need not ever honestly look at your books again. These chapter wise sheets are all the revision that you require. I have suggested doing this just after the portion is over because of my personal experience. However, some believe that one need not wait until the end of the portion and may start making these notes during studying. But I do not prefer this approach, as the mental capacity to the comprehending things comes only after one has been taught all the topics. Thus, I recommended doing this just after the end of the portion so that it is not too early and neither is too late, and that, my friends, is all that one would require to revise for competitive exams. These are all effective, simple and time-tested funda that many of us have put to practice. Trust me, small efforts to revise effectively will give you multifold returns. We hope you now understand the importance and ways to revise effectively along with it. It is also important to remember what you read before the exam, which is something troublesome too. Thank you so much.